I've been caught inside this trap too many times. I must have said these words, walked these steps about a million times before. And I feel like I know everybody's lines. You've got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know your way home, or did you lose it? Oh, you knew right where you were going when you walked up to the door. And anytime you want to leave, get up and call. I'm always getting trouble, just when I'm trying to be so good. But now I really should know right from wrong. This is to always seem to find myself around this neighborhood. And I always seem to stay here all night long. You got a mind of your own, why don't you use it? You know you ain't home, but did you lose it? Child, you right where you were going when you walked up to the door. And anytime you want to be, you get up and go. Walked up to the door, and any time you want to leave, get up and go. Yes, if you don't like it here, you go. I don't even want to see you hanging around. Why don't you go? Go on, child. Thank you. I tell you, I feel like a kid in a candy store today. I'm seeing so many old friends that I haven't seen in so long. I'm going to go into shock from that alone, you know. But playing here is nice. I'm really glad to be doing this again. Actually, I asked some people to come join us. Maybe we'll get Bill Keith and Larry Packer and maybe Howard Levy or whoever's back there to play Dark Holler with us. I'd like to introduce these fellows too. This is my friend Gene Johnson playing a mandolin. The flower of the music world, Butch Amiot, playing the bass. The pharaoh of the fiddle playing the violin here, Jeff Weiser. The Ayatollah of the bow, Mr. Larry Packer. the Heyman of the harmonica, Mr. Howard Levy. And the boss of the banjo, Mr. Bill Keys. The sun is used to shine. Let him be here alone. I know that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So hold your whistle-faced chain. Can he fall on down the track? Well, I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming. Stuck in New York City in a small room with you on the mind.
So hold your mistletoe chain. Can he fall on down the track? Well, I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. Thank you.
I think we'll probably do more like that before we get done. But I wanted to tell you all about something I did that I'm really sorry I did. About 7 years ago, I moved to California, and it was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I got out of there. I'm not there anymore. I was in Marin County, the land of milk and cookies, you know. My sister came out to visit me and said the people out here are plants with hands. And what somebody told me, which I really liked, was they said that California is the only place where people will put every chemical known to man and God up their noses and laugh at you for putting sugar in your coffee. And I moved to Marin County. There are a lot of musicians there, you know, but I discovered very few of them could play. I went to a Grateful Dead concert. It's kind of the Special Olympics of rock and roll. I mean, it takes a lot longer for them to complete every event, you know, and it might not be executed as well, but it's so important to the participants. Oh, I'm gonna get killed for that, I know. Okay. All right, but well, the one good thing that came out of California for me was that I learned a lot about cowboys, you know, like I'd heard all these cowboy songs, and I finally learned a real cowboy song. You know, I learned what they used to do on the cattle drives at night, you know, when they parked the cattle. All of the cow persons would get stung. Oh, no, no, no. This is the same mother who was here in 1970. Anyhow, they'd all hunker down around a campfire, and there'd be one guy who'd know the words, and he was king. And he would sing a word, and all the other cow people, that's what they call them in California. It sounds to me like people with, you know, cow heads on or something, but it's not sexist that way. So all the cow people would gather around, and the one guy would sing a word, and everybody sing it back to him. So I thought, at least I could bring that to you, you know. So we'll pretend that we're all hunkered, and we'll do a cowboy song, a real cowboy song. This is the introduction. Is this a cowboy song or what? Okay, now I'm gonna sing something and you're gonna sing it back, right? Okay, here's the first verse. Ready? Ready? Cowboy. Cowboy. Cowboys making love to other cowboys. Cowboy. Cowboys and their horses too. Horses, horses, horses making love to other horses. Horses, horses and their sheriffs too. Okay, here's the instrumental. Ready? Last verse. Ready? Sheriffs. Sheriffs. Sheriffs making love to other sheriffs. Sheriffs. Sheriffs and their fence posts too. That was cosmic. When I was a cowboy, well on the prairie, me and my Sex gun, we kept lying in the alley, and I remember my first horse so well. He was lean but a fair. last one. And we traveled miles together until he got stolen. A bat nest is here to get you early to bed. And always keep your hats on real tight in case you get in a fight. That's one of the tricks that you gotta employ if you wanna be a cowboy. Yes, and I traveled far from home. Hell, I even hopped train. I threw stones in the ocean. I slept out in the cold rain. But it was down in Sonora. And the music it was playing, yeah. Well, the people, they were talking so loud. I couldn't hear what I was saying. One of the tricks that you gotta employ if you wanna be a cowboy. Dreamed of a mountain with one lonely rider. He was ragged and tattered, and he carried a saber. And all through the canyon, you could hear his bones rattle. He was dead on a dying horse, and he was tied in the saddle. Kind of different from the old days. I used to be up here with, you know, horns and stuff, and then we'd have the Hungarian cluster fox, and there'd be about 40 of us up here and stuff, you know. But I'm really proud of working with these guys. They sing so good, and they've taught me a lot about the music. And for instance, this is one tune that I tried with the old band. It's a tune that I wrote, and I thought it was a rock and roll tune. And we used to try and do it, and it really sucked. And the four of us were backstage in Ann Arbor, and we sang. We realized, what is this? It's a soul tune. And what we really need, we should get Packer and Howard and back up here anyhow to try to do this. Because what this really should be is there should be a band behind us. We shouldn't have to be playing. You know, we should be out here just doing steps. You know, and like wearing off-white tuxedo with burgundy piping, you know, and like a ruffled shirt with a bow tie this big open, you know. So you'll have to imagine it. Where's Larry? He'll join us when he's ready. Okay. Howard. So surprised you finally opened your heart and found you're just human. You've realized you're not so damn smart. You finally lost your famous cool. Welcome to the world of fools. You finally learned what it's like to be hurt. Now you're the one that's crying. Well, we've all been burned, and you're not the first to lose the game by your own rules. Welcome to the world of fools. You grew up, you got cut down to size. You're a fool, and only a fool can be wise. Oh, sure, it's a shame, but you're still a guy who once had all the answers. No one's to blame, no one knows why. It starts so sweet, then cuts so cruel. Welcome to the world of fools. Come on, Howard. You're a fool, and only a fool can be wise. Don't look so surprised, you finally opened your heart, found you're just a man. You realize you're not so damn smart, you finally lost your famous cool. Welcome to the world. Come on in. Everyone you ever knew is in here already. Wait. Welcome to the world. Welcome to the world of fools. Thank you. You hate me for the last time. Oh, you finally let me broke my own window. It's the last time. Oh, you finally went and broke my golden rule. I'll be your lover, your friend, amen. But I refuse to be your fool. You hold the other guitar. Yeah, I will be there when you need me, Donna. But I don't want to be a toy, listen to me. If a plaything is all you want me for, you can get up, go out, and get yourself another boy, because I took that plan. Well, from that school, darling. I'm your lover or your friend, baby. But I refuse to be your fool. Hey, didn't I give you everything you ever hinted you wanted? I still couldn't keep you satisfied. I gave you everything you and your mother ever well wanted, honey, darling. I still couldn't keep you satisfied. I gave you my love, my heart, my house, my children, my life insurance, my car. The least you could have done was let me hold on to one small tiny speck, a shred of my pride. Yes, I would work for you all day. Come home, love your heart, and slow all night. I swore and promised to stand beside you, baby. When you're wrong and when you're right. But listen here, sugar lips. There's one thing I will never do for you. I'll be your lover, your friend, baby. But I refuse to be your fool. Larry Packer, you know what I'm talking about. City, you know. It's time you finally went and lost your bed. Any fool dumb enough to hang around for that lame shit, dirty dress stuff, dirty tricks, below the belt kicks, you and I both know you can put 24 karat gold guaranteed to get. Look here. I know you're just hooked up this mess to find out exactly how long you could keep me stuck in it. Well, listen to me. Pick up your princess telephone, dial information, and ask for the time, and I will personally help you calculate it to the last goddamn minute. You didn't have to hate me, baby. darling, there was no call for you to be that cruel. I'll be your lover or your friend, baby, but I will not, today or tomorrow, next week or next lifetime, next year or next millennium, I refuse, absolutely, positively, subjectively, categorically, and empirically, now and forever, to be your fool, your toy, your plaything, your dog, before I be your fool, be long gone, dead, buried in my grave. I see all the garbage littered around this campus picked up. Before I be a fool, be so long gone, dead and forgot, I'll see those tents collapsed. And I'll see the fine canvas, sailcloth canvas, composing those yellow stripes, turned to dust by the elements of time and carried by the four corners of the earth, by the winds of the universe, returned to the molecular structure from which it originated. Before I be a fool, I'll be so long gone, dead and forgot, I will see the 40-story Carrera marble mausoleum that is sure to mark my final resting place. Crumbled into Atlantis to reappear and live again. Before I be a fool, be so long gone, dead and forgot, I will see the people descended from the children of the grandchildren, the descendants of the people descended from the children of the people who forgotten me, themselves for generations forgotten. Before I be a fool, be so long gone, dead and forgot, I will see the genus and species of worm and insect that at one time fed upon my rotted mortal flesh vanish from the face of the earth. Before I be a fool, I'll be so long gone, dead and forgot, I will see the laws of gravity and physics repealed. I will wear the rings of Saturn around my little finger. I will see Pluto return to the earth to resume his role as a cartoon character. I will see your sister marry a Venusian. I will see Close Encounters of the fifth, sixth, and seventh kind. Before I be a fool, I'll see you dead. I'll see your mother, father, sister, brother dead. I will see your doctor, lawyer, and taxidermist dead. I'll see your lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see that faggot dead. Before I be a fool, I'll be so long gone, dead and forgot, I will see everyone you ever knew, loved, touched, stood next to, heard of, smelt, felt, dreamed about, thought of, or imagined in your lifetime and existence, roasted and tortured in hell for 100 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion, 1 quadrillion years, 60 million eons, 85,000 centuries, 40 billion generations, 90,000 forevers, 40 zillion eternities, and 5 or 6 years after that, before I will be your fool.
Quit. Everybody got to pick up garbage. Well, I really wanted to do this to him, so I'm glad you got us back. Go ahead and drink your whiskey. Run around, stay high all the time. It's your body and your soul. You save yours and I'll save mine. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. You can gamble, but never risk more than you can stand to lose. More than you can stand the rain. More than you can stand the rain. of the straight life, just not your life. So you can make your own rules. Shoot the dice and wear a blindfold. I know you're not afraid to look the fool.
Man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble.
You know you'll never stop you running around. You don't mind getting high, boy. The great God that coming down.
A man should never gamble. Never gamble. A man should never gamble.
More than he can stand the blues. listening to your song. Dancer, dance with Diamond Bell. You don't have to pay the piper. You'll just add it on your bill. A man should never gamble.
Well, the reason I'm up here, I actually did my thing earlier, but they needed somebody to sing a Steve Goodman song because nobody'd done it yet. By the shores of a great lake, they call it Lake Michigan, where the wind they call the hawk blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying as his midnight hour tolled. Of course, all his friends had gathered around his bedside. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put a bright blue cap for his all-time favorite sport. The dying man said, "Hey, it's getting dark in here now. I guess pretty soon I'll have to go. But before I leave the lineup, there's just one thing I'd like to know. Do they still sing the blues in Chicago when the baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy. But now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League." Dying Man says, "You know, the law of averages says that everything will happen that can. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan." He said, "The Cubs led me down the primrose path. They robbed my youth from me. I'd go up in the bleachers forsaking my teachers in flagrant truancy. And of course, one thing led to another. Soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, tennis, lacrosse, backgammon. But what can you expect when you raise up a young man's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year, until those hopes are no more than just so much popcorn for the pigeons underneath the L tracks to eat. Oh, I know I'll never see Wrigley Field again before I go on to my final rest. But if you've all got your pencils and scorecards ready, I'd like to give you my last request." He said, "I want a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on a sunshiny weekend day, no lights. Have the organist play the national anthem and a little na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye. I want the bullpen pitchers to carry my coffin and the groundskeepers to smooth my path. Somebody get the umpires to bark me out at each base in all their holy wrath. He said it's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play two. Somebody go find Jack Brickhouse. Get him to come out here and just do one last interview. He said, I want all the Cubs to run out into the middle of the field and have Keith Borland drop a routine fly. Give everybody a couple of hot dogs and a frosty shake. And good people, I'll be ready to die. You can build me a bonfire out of Louisville Sluggers round home plate and have Lee Smith throw my coffin in. And then let my ashes flow in a beautiful snow, propelled by the 35-mile-per-hour prevailing southwest wind. And as my mortal remains clear the left field bleachers, I'll bid the bleacher bums adieu and gracefully waft to my final resting place on Waveland Avenue. You know, the dying man's friends couldn't take too much of that stuff. They said, stop it, don't talk like that. That's a shame. The dying man said, don't cry. We'll all meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season tickets to watch the Angels play now. And that's just what I'm going to do. But it's you folks here on Earth that are stuck with the Cubs, so I think it's me that should be feeling sorry for you. Just play me that old Lonesome Losers song one more time. You know, that's the one that I love the best. And then he closed his eyes and he slipped away from us. So I'd like to honor the dying Cub fans' last request. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when the baseball season rolls around, when the snow melts away? Do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free and the doormat of the National League.
David Bromberg.